dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, we have chosen something that was from our 2015 annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer, which we think is important for you to hear.
I seem to be led to share about the glory. I could talk about many things. I do talk about many things. I'm quite sure before the end of the week, we'll talk a lot about what's happening in the Middle East, and we'll send our prayers there. But I'm going to start talking about the glory. Now, you know, in 1 Corinthians 10:32, it says there are three groups of peoples: the Jews, the Gentiles, and the church, or the Jews, the nations, and the church. Any Jew, any Gentile gets born again, he comes into the third group. And the third group is a special new creation that never was before. In the Old Testament, you have just the Jews and the nations, but in the New Testament, you have the body of Christ. Bless the Lord. And this glory that I'm going to talk about tonight is particularly the one that is deposited in the body of Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord started off the ministry he called me to with a revelation. And that revelation was the revelation of the glory of God. And I do mean it came as a revelation. I've never had anything, and I've seen a lot of things. He calls me to work with the Jews. He calls me to do a lot of things. But this one was the one that he touched so supernaturally. And when it was coming to me, he touched it with visions. I saw things like I've never seen since. And I told a lot of it in my book, The Blood and the Glory, and in my new book, which talks about how you can pray in the end of days and my call to help the prayers. You'll see how God got this little Baptist girl in 1967, April. Something was going on called the Charismatic Move. And people were getting swept in, denominational people. And our denomination was losing so many people that it came out a headline, "Speaking in tongues is of the devil." So when a lady asked me about it, I said that. Speaking in tongues is of the devil. I was going to protect her from it because she told me she's going to get it. And the next week, I was speaking in tongues. Because somebody took me to Kenneth Hagin's meeting at 1029 North Utica in April 1967. I told all the intricacies of that, how I got connected with Brother Hagin in a little bitty room. Only 150 people jam-packed in there because Brother Hagin had been told by the Lord, he'd seen a vision where he saw all these denominational people coming into the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And the Lord said, meet them on a neutral place. So he met us in his office. It was 150 people, and there was Brother Hagin, Papa and Mama Goodwin.
Yeah.
And they were spoon-feeding us about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I had been called to preach since I was 3 years old. But my denomination said women couldn't preach. So I'd put it on the back shelf. I married my husband. He had no idea that he married a woman with a call to preach. Didn't know I could. And Brother Hagin, the teaching was so good, so precious, so wonderful. And I saw it in the Word. I mean, when you convince a Baptist, in those days we went by the Word. When you convince them in the Word, they saw it. So on Friday, I received the baptism with the Holy Spirit, and I called my mother. Now, my dad, all his background is Pentecostal, but I didn't know it. And Mom, she was denominational. So I called her with the good news. I said, Mom, I received the baptism with the Holy Spirit, speak with tongues. It wasn't very good news to her. Oh, no. And I was glad she was 40 miles away, but I calmed her down. I said, now, Mom, don't worry, don't worry. I said, I'm gonna take what these Pentecostals have that's in the Word, and I'll show it to you next time we see you. But I won't get mixed up in their error. I'm not gonna let my hair grow long and wear a bun. I'm not gonna wash off all my makeup. And Mom, I promise you, I will not listen to women preachers. That calmed her down for a bit. And so what do you know? But on Monday, Brother Hagin brought in a woman preacher. 75 years old. Not only that, she was a prophetess. If they would have told me that, I would have run. Her name was Sister Clara Grace. And oh dear, when she spoke, God filled the room. Now, what she spoke was above my head, but the Spirit, I knew. And I said, that's one of the best sermons I've ever heard, and she's out of order. But I reasoned it. Maybe she, at the judgment seat of Christ, I was always afraid I'd get in trouble at the judgment seat of Christ. Maybe at the judgment seat of Christ, she'll be judged on the level with the women preacher, men preachers who were no good, not good, you know, dull, boring. Hallelujah. But, oh my Jesus, my precious Lord. 14 years later, I was working for Brother Hagin. And the Lord said, go back and get that, and listen what she said. And she said, oh, Father. She said, you know why you're here from the north, the south, the east, and the west? You know why you're here from Minneapolis? You know why you're here from Fort Worth? It's because God is raising up his end time army, and you are some of the chiefs of the clan. Now, if you'd have thought that was some of the chiefs of the clan, you'd have had prayer for God. We were denominational people writing in our Bibles for the first time because Brother Hagin told us we could. And I did it with a fear and trembling. And you especially wouldn't have thought this one little kind of fat guy on the front row. You'd have wondered about him. His name was Kenneth Copeland. Nobody asked him any Bible questions or anything, because he came there in a car tied together with baling wire. They just hoped he could get it out of the way and we could move, you know, when we needed to get out. We were a pitiful little group. Some of the chiefs of the clan, not all the chiefs, some of them. And then she said, because you are, I'm released to tell you of a vision that she'd had. And she'd seen the church. She'd seen the body of Christ. Have you ever heard her tell this one, Mario? She saw it lying down weak. And she saw behind a veil. And behind the veil, she saw the glory. And she saw faces, indentations coming out from behind the veil. And they were bringing the glory. And she saw some of the mature sons of God. And she said there were women among them. She wanted you to get that. And they were going behind the veil and getting the glory. And they were amalgamating and moving over that body and ministering the glory to that body. Oh, Jesus. And when they did, that body stood up and took on glory and became the powerful, glorious body of Christ that we are designed to be. Amen. And as we said this morning, our hour has come. Amen. Bless the Lord. So that was 1967. I received the baptism with the Holy Ghost. 1970, I went to work for Brother Hagin. And Brother Hagin's ministry started to go. He'd been a preacher that just a little preacher going around, you know, and the Lord showed him, you're going in circles. Now I want you here to break out and minister to this group coming in. And I want you to take all your teaching and put it into printed form. The printed page is the best way to spread the gospel. So by a fluke, and it's too long to tell the story, I became the editor of publications for Kenneth Hagin Ministries. And so when he first began to put his teachings into book form, I got to do it, and I was the whole department. I listened to the, I was employee number 12. I listened to the tapes, I typed the tapes. I typed them on an old-fashioned just writer. You don't know what that is, it's from the, and I pasted it up. You had to paste up things in those days. It is a long process to get out the word of faith and two monthly lessons and books. But oh, what a blessing. And one day, because in those days, charismatic people came in from denominations and they brought error with them. And there came this thing called heavy submission. And I mean, women couldn't do anything. Nothing. You know, one church my husband and I were going to, thank God we got out of it, but the woman had to sit up real close to her husband with his arm around her. When the scriptures were read or when anybody prophesied, because she might get it wrong. And they had to ask their husband which scriptures to read. It was terrible. So Brother Hagin wrote a book called The Woman Question. And that was the first book I edited for him. Oh, and his offices, he lived upstairs over the offices for a while, and then my office was a pink bedroom that they'd had. They moved out into a house. And I'm doing the book, The Woman Question. I start crying. God, you mean I can obey you and not get in trouble at the judgment seat of Christ? I was crying. I put my hand down on that, and I cried. And there was a presence in the room. I don't know if it was Jesus. I don't know if it was an angel. But he said, yes, you are going to preach the gospel. And one day you're going to leave this place. But he said, right now, this is your Bible school. And he said, you don't know much. I had been saved 20 years when I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost, but I didn't know much. What a school. Shelley was 9 years old. Terry was, what, 7? Brenda was 5. Chip was 3. And it was the day Mama changed. That's what Shelley said. Mama changed. I don't think there's a... it's been good for me, it's been good for my children, and now it's good for my 10 grandchildren and my 3 great-grandchildren. I played those tapes loud because I had to make lessons out of them. And my children grew up hearing them, and praise the Lord. Well, that was the situation, and I was there doing his books before he had Rhema. I worked for him 5 years before Rhema came to be. And this happened early with Brother Hagin. He knew God's voice. I'm telling you to work with Kenneth E. Hagin closely. I couldn't thank God enough for it.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and we thank you for listening to the message we think is important that we've taken from our Autumn Assembly of Prayer. You can get the whole Assembly of Prayer on CDs or DVDs. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or go online to billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E. BRIM.org. Shalom, shalom.